Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Tom Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. The Bad Axe City Council took steps Monday night that could put a proposed marijuana ordinance before city voters. Council members unanimously approved a resolution acknowledging the city clerk's certification of petition signatures and authorizing the proposed to be placed on a future ballot, along with approving the ballot language. Council members also discussed plans for the city's new dog park, including signage and the possibility of holding a grand opening ceremony in the coming weeks. The council approved nearly $585,000 in payments during its latest finance committee report. During council comments, members discussed adding no bike signs at the picket courts or pickleball courts, thanked residents for gathering signatures related to the marijuana proposal, and addressed community concerns about the city's financial condition, stating the city remains financially stable. Council members also expressed condolences to the family of a child who recently died in a bicycle crash and discussed a request to place a memorial plaque near the city basketball court in the child's honor. Before the meeting adjourned, City Clerk Amy Zagorski reminded residents to vote in the August 4th primary election, and Mayor Kathleen Partika shared a letter from a resident praising that Bad Axe Police Department for its service to the community. And during Tuesday's election in Huron County, voters not only approved all of the county millage proposals, but also all of the township millage except two. According to the preliminary election results, Lake Township's ballot request for 0.9561 mil levy with an increase of 0.0439 mils to bring the levy back to its pre-Headley rollback amount of 1 mil failed in a vote of 205 no to 150 yes votes. The township's renewal request for the millage for roads and gypsy moth, suppression also failed. The ballot issued to renew the current millage of 1.4395 mils and increase to its pre-Headley rollback of 1.5 mils failed with 179 no votes to 178 yes votes. All of the other requests for millage during Tuesday's election were approved. When we come back from this Jake's Plumbing and Cooling and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Summer is great. Sunshine, barbecues, time outside. But when you come back into the house, the last thing you want is to feel like you never left the heat. If your air conditioner is struggling to keep up, it may be time for an upgrade with a high-efficiency system from Lennox. As your local Lennox dealer, Jake's Plumbing and Heating offers some of the quietest, most reliable heating and cooling systems available today. Whether your current AC is working overtime or just ready for retirement, the team at Jake's can help you choose a system that keeps your home cool, comfortable, and energy efficient. After all, the only thing that should be melting this summer is the ice in your lemonade.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road, or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox Heating and Cooling Systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. The Huron County Planning Commission spent nearly 2 hours discussing possible changes to the county's renewable energy zoning ordinance during a special meeting held July 29th in Bad Axe. Much of the evening centered on utility-scale solar projects, battery energy storage systems, and whether the county should revise current regulations before an existing moratorium expires. More than two dozen residents, landowners, elected officials, and representatives from DTE Energy addressed the commission during public comment. Several local farmers who have signed lease agreements for solar development said the decision was voluntary and followed extensive research and legal consultation. They argued that renewable energy provides long-term financial stability while allowing ownership of farmland to remain within local families. They also said portions of leased property could benefit from decades of rest while farming continues on surrounding acreage. District 1 Commissioner Sammy Corey urged the Planning Commission to recommend extending the county's moratorium on large-scale solar and battery energy storage projects by 60 to 90 days. Corey said additional time would allow county officials to consider revisions proposed by the legislative committee before finalizing ordinance changes. DTE Energy representatives outlined the state's clean energy requirements, noting Michigan utilities must continue increasing renewable energy production over the coming years under state law. Company officials highlighted billions of dollars in planned statewide renewable energy investments and emphasized the economic impact of existing projects, including tax revenue, local employment, and lease payments to participating landowners. Other speakers encouraged the commission to balance agricultural preservation with economic development, while opponents argued renewable energy expansion could conflict with goals outlined in the county's master plan and urged commissioners to delay adopting additional renewable energy zoning standards until state policies become more settled. Commissioners also debated proposed amendments defining how acreage would be counted for utility-scale solar developments. A motion to revise the ordinance language regarding project area calculations failed on a 6-3 roll call vote. Discussion then shifted to possible revisions involving setbacks from schools, churches, parks, and other public facilities, as well as the possibility of extending the current moratorium on solar and battery energy storage projects. No final action was taken on those issues before the meeting adjourned at 9 p.m. The Huron County Planning Commission is scheduled to meet again Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. That's tonight in room 305 in the Huron County building in Bad Axe. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.